We'll come together as a team and we will define the behavior that we are looking at. And the behavior will be objective and measurable so we can walk into the classroom and know exactly what we're going to observe. For instance, if the behavior is tantrum to me might be different than a tantrum to the teacher in the classroom next door. So we're going to define tantrum for this specific student. Tantrum is engaging in screaming for longer than 30 seconds at a volume of more than a classroom setting, could include pushing materials off of desk or stomping feet. We're going to paint a picture of it. Provide examples of what that behavior looks like and provide non-examples so that it's super clear to whoever might come across that FBA next. I know exactly what the behavior is, and I even have examples to clarify what it might look like across different settings. One of the first things I always tell people is to be as objective as possible. I always say, paint me a picture with your words. What did it look like? And to try to take out any words like frustrated or angry, unless the student said, I am angry. Just tell me what it looks like. What does frustrated look like? Does it look like the student is clenching his fists and growling under his breath? It's important to be that objective because we might let our own opinions and senses interrupt our ABC data. And if I think the student is frustrated and I put that, they might not actually be frustrated, which will then skew our data and not give us a true picture of what's going on with that student. It's important to be objective too across the board. So we know we've written exactly the definition of the behavior, exactly what we're looking for. So if I come in and I take data, I know that Ms. Smith down the hall is going to come in and take the same data that I'm taking. We're both looking for the exact same thing because it's clear. We've written it out. It's objective. Me, Ms. Smith, Mr. Jones down the hall, we're all measuring the exact same thing.